أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول
of us. There is place upstairs, the mezzanine section upstairs is part of the masjid. So those brothers who are at the back can proceed upstairs. There is place upstairs in the mezzanine as well as the wing on the right hand side facing Qibla upstairs.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إن هذا إقبال ليلك وإدبار نهارك وأصوات دعاتك فاغفر لنا اللهم ما أمسى بنا وبأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك لا شريك لك فلك الحمد ولك الشكر أمسينا وأمسى الملك لله رب العالمين اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذه الليلة فتحها ونصرها ونورها وبركتها وهداها ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيها وشر ما بعدها ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين الحمد لله we're very fortunate to have our beloved senior أساتذة الكرام our respected elders in our midst who have graced this Mubarak occasion the completion of memorization of the Qur'an Azim, completion of Hifdh of Qur'an Azim, gatherings on which Allah Ta'ala's mercy descend, inshallah. Also, it is the occasion when du'as are most readily accepted. We take benefit from the presence of our seniors, the advices they will give, just being in the company itself is a very, very great action. Reminder, inshallah, at the end, du'a will take place of Khatmul Qur'an. Let us take the maximum benefit of this opportunity, inshallah. Also, just for tonight only, Isha Jamaat, at 8:30 tonight only Isha Jamaat at 8:30 inshallah also supper will be served after Isha for one and all please do partake inshallah Let's come forward, fill in the gaps that may be in front of us, just to make place for those who are at the back. Jazakallah khairan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wal-Aqibatu lil-Muttaqeen. Wal-Salatu wal-Salamu ala Habibina wa Shafi'ina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala Alihi wa Ashabihi Ajma'in. For those who are not finding space to sit down, there is space on my left hand side, outside of the masjid. Blessings have been laid for those who may not be finding place to sit. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. Amma ba'du fa'audhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون وقال عز وجل أيضا ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر وعن سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman, the perfect teachings of this great deen of Islam, and being in the ummah of Allah Ta'ala's Habib, our most beloved, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honor of being in the ummah of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam links us to the greatest miracle that was given to any Nabi in the form of the Quran Azim, the purpose for which we congregate tonight. The ayah of Quran recited at the opening, amongst the miracles, one of the great miracles of Quran Azim, it is miraculous from different angles that whatever the Quran Azim has prophesied or promised about the future, never has it turned out against what the Quran Azim has prophesied. And one of those is that Allah Ta'ala says, most certainly it is we who have revealed this great reminder and advice, the Quran Azim, and it is we who will definitely guard and protect it, despite the many, many efforts of the enemies of Islam to alter, to change, to deprive the Muslims in instances of the Quran Azim. It survives in the pristine and pure state as revealed by Allah Azza wa Jal. And for this purpose, Allah has chosen for this ummah the blessings of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the tradition of hifz, of the memorization of the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. And tonight we have, alhamdulillah, only through the grace and the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala alone, youngsters from our own community, alhamdulillah, in our masjid, who will be completing in the presence of our seniors another link in this golden chain of memorization of the entire kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal. Humble request to avoid any videoing or photography. Humble plea, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has used very, very strong words of warning in this regard. Let us refrain, inshallah. Without saying anything further, we have an opening with the kalam of Allah Ta'ala, Hafiz Muhammad Uwais Isaac from our community, mashallah, who has rendered Taraweeh as well, will open, inshallah, with the tilawat of Quran Sharif.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا أقسم بمواقع النجوم وإن إنه لقسم لو تعلمون عظيم إنه لقرآن كريم في كتاب مكنون لا يمسه إلا المطهرون تنزيل من رب العالمين أفبهذا الحديث أنتم مدهنون وتجعلون رزقكم أنكم تكذبون فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون ونحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكن لا تبصرون فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين ترجعونها إن كنتم صادقين فأما إن كان من المقربين فروح وريحان وجنة نعيم وأما إن كان من أصحاب اليمين فسلام لك من أصحاب اليمين وأما إن كان من المكذبين الضالين فنزل من حميم وتصلية جحيم إن هذا لهو حق اليقين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر صدق الله العظيم.
Say Jazakumullah khairan to Hafidh Muhammad Uwais for that beautiful rendition. May Allah Ta'ala grant qabuli and acceptance verses that speaks about the magnificence and the greatness of the Qur'an Azim. Speaking about the Qur'an Azim being a miracle from various angles, on the night that our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left the cave after spending 3 days with Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, who himself had such profound love for Qur'an Azim that his mere recitation struck fear into the hearts of the disbelievers, that their wives and children would be affected with his tilawa and his recitation of the Qur'an Azim. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was proceeding towards Medina Munawwara on the great journey of Hijrah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely saddened with a heavy heart leaving behind Makkah Mukarramah, they reached a place called Juhfa. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reminded of Makkah Mukarramah, when Allah revealed the verse at that place, إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُّكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ. Most certainly that being who has ordained as compulsory upon you the Qur'an Azim will definitely return you to your place of origin. Subhanallah, the miracle of the Qur'an Azim, all the odds stacked against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that point. A mere 8 years later, the 20th of Ramadan in the 8th year after Hijrah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, with extreme humility, enter Makkah Mukarramah as conquerors of Makkah Mukarramah, a day of manifestation of great compassion and forgiveness. Allama Sabuni rahimahullah has written regarding the miracles, one angle of miracle of Qur'an Azim, that whatever field it may be, science, geography, oceanology, embryology, whatever the Qur'an Azim has mentioned has never ever been disproven. In fact, it has proven to remain steadfast despite many other policies or thoughts changing over time. We know the famous verse in Surah Nur, where Allah speaks about a mu'min being in light upon light, nurun ala nur. On the other hand, a person devoid of iman. And let us understand one great fitna in present times, interfaith, intrafaith, the Abrahamic Accords, that gives the perception that all religions are equal and the same, whereas the only means of salvation for eternity in the hereafter and a successful life in the true sense of this word has to be to enter the fold of Islam and to believe in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the final and the greatest of Allah Ta'ala's messengers. So Allah Ta'ala speaks about a disbeliever, on the other hand, languishing in various forms of darknesses. How does Allah describe it? أو كَبَحْرٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ. Or like a person in various forms of darknesses, fi bahrin lujji. One darkness is the depth of the ocean, and we know amongst the darkest places on earth is the deep oceans, the Mariana Trench, 11.4 kilometers deep in the Pacific Ocean. Allah Ta'ala says that on top of that a wave, and on top of that wave another wave, min fawqihi sahab, and on top of the second wave a dark, low-lying cloud. So Allah says, darkness upon darkness, so much so that if that person puts his hand in front of his eyes, will not be able to see it. This is the example, the similitude of disbelievers. Now a non-Muslim oceanologist read the Qur'an Azim's translation. When reading this verse, he inquired from his non-Muslim colleagues, is it proven that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an experienced seaman, had traveled many times to the ocean? He was told that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not once traveled in the ocean. Without hesitation, he immediately entered Islam and said that this description can only be given by a person who had spent many, many years at sea to describe these darknesses. May Allah grant us the muhabbat of this Qur'an Azim. Next, inshallah, we'll have rendition from the Qasida Burda Sharif, praises of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, specifically from the angle of the miracle of the Qur'an Azim. And for that, we are very, very fortunate. An ex-student from our Hifz class, Hafiz Muhammad Zakir Khan, whose brother will be completing Hifz as well tonight, inshallah. Hafiz Muhammad Zakir is extremely fortunate. Allah has honored him with residence and living in Medina Munawwara, had come down just yesterday, and will be rendering these words from the Qasida Burda Sharif, inshallah.
Let's recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman
آبادا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. دعني ووصفي يا آيات الله ظهرت ظهور نار القرى ليلا على عالمي. فالدر يزداد حسنا وهو منتظم وليس ينقص قدرا غير منتظم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فما تطول آمال المديح إلى ما فيه من كرام الأخلاق والشيم. آيات حق من الرحمن محدثات قديمة صفات الموصوف بالقدام. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. لم تقترن بزمان وهي تخبرنا عن المعاد وعن عاد وعن إرام. دامت لدينا ففاقت كل معجزات من النبيين إذ جاءت ولم تدومي. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. محكمات فما يبقينا من شبه لذي شقاق وما يبغينا من حكم. ما حوربت قط إلا عاد من حراب أعدى الأعادي إليها ملقيا السلام. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ردت بلاغاتها دعوى معارضيها رد الغيور يد الجاني عن الحرام. لها معان كموج البحر في مداد وفوق جوهره في الحسن والقيام. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وأذن لصحب صلاة منك دائمة على النبي بمنهل ومنسجم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ما رناحت عذابات الباني ريح صابا وأطراب العيسى حاد العيس بالنغام. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر
وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرام. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم والآل والصحب ثم التابعين فهم أهل التقى والنقى والحلم والكرم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
MashaAllah, say Jazakumullah khairan, may Allah instill in us sincere muhabbat and love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and guide us to excessive salawat and durood, emulation of the Mubarak ways and obedience to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us spare a thought for our brothers and sisters in different parts of the world going through horrendous atrocities. Palestine, specifically in recent days, northern Gaza, a genocide that is playing out in neighboring Syria, the horrendous atrocities towards Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah by the various conniving forces of the Shia and the Rawafid, and in different parts of the world, Kashmir, Sudan, Burma, many, many other parts of the world. In recent days in Palestine, a great loss to the Ummah, al-Shahid Yahya al-Sinwar. What a spirit, what an inspiration to his last moments, engaging in the noble action of jihad, and amazing in the wasiyah that he has written as advice after his death, that never ever be unfaithful to the blood of the martyrs on this path that is filled with many, many thorns, but the ultimate objective is the happiness of Allah Ta'ala and the efforts to free Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Prior to that, Sheikh Ismail Haniya, we know in Hamas there is a battalion, a wing called Kataib Al-Huffaz, that is made up purely of those who are Huffaz of the Qur'an Azim, that such love, such muhabbat for the Qur'an Azim, and amazing is their strength, their himmah, their courage, under trying circumstances to remain steadfast. The Qur'an Azim that we will have the completion of in memorization form to understand the magnanimity of it, consists of 6,236 verses, 77,439 words, and 323,671 letters, 6236 verses, 77,439 words, and 323,671 letters. This is definitely not humanly possible, only through the tawfiq and the guidance of Allah Ta'ala. Inshallah, next, very important, we will have advices from our beloved, respected Ustadh, Principal of Darul Ulum Zakaria, Senior Khalifa of Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Hassan Gangohi, and others as well, a personality who is highly loved and respected in many, many parts of the world, has a great worry and concern for the well-being, the upliftment, and shares in the pain of the Ummah in different parts of the world. We call upon Hazrat Mawlana Shabiz Ahmed Saluji Sahab, Hafizahullah, to render his advices, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu, nasta'inuhu, nasta'gfiruhu. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati amalina. Man yahdillah falamudilla lahu, wa man yudlil falahadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa lana muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu hafizun. Wa qala an-nabiy sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, inna likulli shay'in sharafan yatabahuna bihi wa inna baha ummati wa sharafa al-Quran al-Karim. O kama qala alayhi sallatu wassalam. Respected asatizah ikram, my ustad in particular, the Mufti Razaul Haq sahib madzilluhu, ulama ikram, our elders, our huffaz in particular, who will be completing this great mu'jiza that will be shown to us, hifz of the Quran al-Kareem, and my brothers in Islam. In fact, it is a very, very mubarak time, very, very mubarak occasion, completion of the Quran al-Kareem. The Quran al-Kareem, we know, is a word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my colleague, Hazrat Mawlana Burhan sahab, has explained very, very briefly regarding the mu'jiza of the Quran al-Kareem, that everything of the Quran al-Kareem, ijaz in it, if the whole of mankind get together, they cannot put one ayat of the Quran al-Kareem. The meaning of the Quran al-Kareem too, what the Quran al-Kareem had said regarding the past, and also indication for the future. And in reality, it is very, very unfortunate for us that we have put the Quran al-Kareem on our backs. The Quran al-Kareem is not only the words of the Quran al-Kareem, the meaning of the Quran al-Kareem too. That is a different matter. The ulama have written that as far as the tafsir of the Quran al-Kareem, there are 15 sciences that are necessary. It is not the kitab one can take and just make any decision, any opinion that wants to form. Yes, those ayahs of the Quran al-Kareem, we deal with Qiyamah, etc., that everybody can understand outwardly. But as far as istinbat from the Quran al-Kareem is concerned, 15 sciences are necessary, and the ulama have dealt with the ulama tafsir. The Quran al-Kareem is a kitab that every word, every dot has been, Allah Ta'ala has preserved that. In the ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah Ta'ala says, we have revealed the Quran, and we are its preservers. The real hafiz of the Quran al-Kareem is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If all of us have learned the Quran al-Kareem, Allah Ta'ala will create a nation that will guard the words of the Quran al-Kareem too and the meaning of the Quran al-Kareem too. Because the Quran al-Kareem was explained by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam over 23 years practically. That is why a person can never ever understand the Quran al-Kareem without the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a person will not be able to understand correctly if he does get the guidance of the great A'immah Mujtahideen. It has many, many times a person tries to understand it on his own without guidance from the elders, then he ends up either making inkar of the hadith or making inkar and rejecting some ayahs of the Quran al-Kareem. As far as the Quran itself is concerned, leave alone Hifzul Quran, which is a mu'jiz on its own. Imagine any other language, if a person has to learn a small poem, take Chinese. All of us sit here, the whole year will go, what we don't understand in Chinese, we don't understand what the meaning is, without in Chinese, a small poem, so we will not be able to memorize. The Quran al-Kareem, we see that thousands of children get together in different parts of the world, and not a word of Arabic is known to them, and how they memorize the Quran al-Kareem. It is said at one stage, Gladstone, one of the British Prime Ministers, sat and took the Quran and threw it on the floor. Until this kitab exists, we will never be able to rule. There was undivided India in those days. And thousands of ulama were put to death. It is stated from Chandi Chowk in Delhi right up to Lahore, every tree that was there, an alim was hanging so that people could cut themselves out from deen. Then the ulama produced hundreds of children that knew the Quran from cover to cover, not elderly people, young children too. So it was known that the copies of the Quran al-Kareem you can burn, and thousands of copies were burnt. But where are you going to remove the Quran al-Kareem that is in the hearts of thousands of people, in fact millions of people, and throughout the world? And the Quran al-Kareem was preserved in different ways. In the olden times, it used to be the mother that used to teach the Quran al-Kareem to the children. And in fact, many of the Hufaz that came out in those particular days, they did hijs under the tutorship of their own mothers. In fact, in Turkey, when there was a very, very difficult time, anything connected with Arabic, or anything connected with Arabic, that person was made shaheed. We know of the very famous Azan too, that in the parliament, two people were made shaheed at that particular time, after completing the Azan. There were some young children who memorized the Quran Kareem. It was asked, where did you learn the Quran Kareem? Things were so difficult. The mother or the muallima used to milk a cow. Children used to sit there. And while milking the cow, few ayat of the Quran Kareem to be taught. So the Quran Kareem is a kitab. The words also will never be destroyed. And the meaning also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has maintained with the Quran Kareem is words and a meaning together. Nazara itself, just looking inside the Quran Kareem, it comes in a hadith that if a person has to teach his children Nazara Quran, looking inside it written correctly, then, and that person regards the halal and halal and haram and haram, very important for us to teach our children what is Quran, what the Quran wants from us. And every word of the Quran Kareem, then the parents will be given a crown on the day of Qiyamah. You should be so radiant and so brilliant that Nabi alayhi salam gives the example that if the sun was in your house, then how brilliant would be the sun? That will be the condition of the crown that will be given to the parents. As far as the hafiz, as far as the young child who has completed the Quran, hifzan, not hifzan, nazira, looking inside, what Allah Ta'ala will give him, Allah Ta'ala knows. And as far as hifz is concerned, we hear time and again, that if a person qara al-Qur'an wastazharahu, and then he memorizes the Qur'an Kareem, ahalla halalahu wa harrama haramahu, then regards the halal and halal and haram and haram, very, very important. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, shafa'u Allahu fi ashadat min ummati, that send 10 people, qad wajabat lahu nar, for whom Jahannam was destined, but they had iman, Allah will accept the intercession of these young people. In one hadith, it has been related that on the day of Qiyamah, a person will be brought who had memorized the Quran and he will be asked to read. And every ayah that he reads, then Allah Ta'ala will give one stage to the parent to climb that stage until the young five child finishes the Quran Kareem. And we cannot amend the ni'mat of Jannat. The names of Jannat, Allah Ta'ala says, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِيَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرْ. In the jihad in Shamli, we have to see our history also, we know, when in the 1850s, the ulama, the English occupation that was there, and when they want to destroy deen, and the jihad in Shamli that took place, Haji Imdanullah Sahib Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah was a commander-in-chief. Hazrat Mullah Qasim Nanwati Rahmatullah Alayhi, one of the great ulama of India, etc. Hazrat Mullah Rashid Abad Gangoi Rahmatullah Alayhi, they were two lieutenants. It is stated in that particular jihad, there was one great alim, Mullah Mazhar Sahib Nanwati Rahmatullah Alayhi. Mullah Mazhar Sahib Nanwati, what used to happen, he used to teach hadith to, but while teaching hadith, he used to bite his lips, to the extent that some of his lips became completely pierced. They asked him, why do you bite your lips? What you are doing? Always sucking, biting your lips. He said, in this Maidan of Shamli, I was wounded. Some hoods came. One of the hoods took a cup and brought it near to my lips. And one drop of water came in. Another hood said that his time is not up yet. So the taste of that one drop of water, it is so many years, 50, 60 years, I can still taste that. One Nabi alayhi salam says in one hadith, at the time when he read Istisqa, the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we saw you going forward as if you are taking something, then you're going backwards. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, when I went forward, I saw a grape, and I thought I'll take a part of it. Have I taken that, then till the day of Qiyamah you have eaten from that particular grapes. That is why we cannot imagine what Jannat is. It is very foolish for us, for a small benefit of this world, we have to sacrifice that great Jannat which Allah Ta'ala says, that you cannot imagine the names of Jannat. So for a Hafiz al-Quran, as far as rewards are concerned, there are great rewards concerning. The ajaz of the Quran is so much that there are great people in Ummat It is state of Imam Muhammad Rahmatullah Alayhi that he completed Hibz of the Quran Kareem in 1 week. Hazrat Qasim Nanwati Rahmatullah Alayhi was going for Hajj. Ramzan came. In those days, the sailing ships had 5-6 months it would take. They said, how fortunate we are, Ramzan is coming and we cannot complete the Quran. So you should learn one para in the morning and read in Tarawih. Great Imam Shafi Rahmatullah, is very, very famous of him. Then he also completed the Quran in 1 month. And then he used to complete 2 Qurans a day. And a person could go on and on of the people in a short space of time, the Quran Kareem they used to complete. One great alim writes, Hazrat Maulana Zafar Ahmad Usmani, that I was in Rangoon. And from India, one person came, and a small daughter with him, 4 years old. And then in many places, this 4 year old daughter's imtihan and examination was taken from different parts. Whatever was asked for, she should read the Quran Kareem, Hifzan, 4 year old girl, had memorized the Quran and could read the whole Quran Kareem in one sitting. Young children do that. In fact, very, very recently in one town in Binoni, a small young child of 11 years old, from the morning to the evening, he completed the Quran Kareem with hardly any mistakes. And with so sweetness he was reading the Quran Kareem, as one felt the Quran Kareem was being revealed upon us. So we have such children in our community, such great talent in our community. He will hold fast on the Quran Kareem. And as you know, that is our only savior. Hazrat Mullah Burhan Sahib had outlined very, very briefly, as far as the Quran Kareem is concerned, the great Mujahideen in Palestine, etc., and before that in Afghanistan too, it was the Quran Kareem that kept them going. That is why Nabi Ali Salatum said, the 3 things we have to teach our children. First thing, Allimu awladukum muhabbatan Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the true love of Rasulullah sallam is there, then our children will emulate Nabi Ali Salatum sallam. Today we know we are going to a very, very sad condition that our children emulate people who cannot even read correctly. Their clothes also, their fashion too and everything. And they've put the beautiful ways of Nabi Alayhi Salaam back, my dear brothers. In that case, tomorrow on the day of Qiyam, we will question the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why azan is given, iqamat is given. So the words of Allah, first thing enters the young, masoom child that is born, that is taught who Allah ta'ala is, the sifat and quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the true love of Rasulullah sallam, that he would like in every way to emulate our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The second thing, the love of the Ahlul Bayt. Ahlul Bayt is not only the family of Nabi, children of Nabi alayhi salam. The first Ahlul Bayt applies to the Ummahatul Mumineen. And unfortunately, the group amongst us who regard that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala out of the fold of Islam, whereas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he left this world, was resting in the lap of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. And Hazrat Aisha used to boast that the saliva of Nabi, my saliva, was in the beautiful mouth of Nabi alayhi salam when he left this world, because of the miswak that was given. And she was softening the miswak. And then Nabi alayhi salam made so beautiful miswak in such a beautiful way, she can remember exactly how beautifully Nabi alayhi salam made miswak before meeting the Creator. So the second thing and the third thing is tilawat of the Quran Kareem. How many of us have made tilawat of the Quran Kareem? Is the day go past? Do we make tilawat of the Quran Kareem? And if we make tilawat, how much tilawat do we make? And do we make an effort to understand the Quran Kareem, at least those ayat which are connected with Qiyamah, etc., where guidance is given, where the power of Allah Ta'ala is shown, what Allah Ta'ala has destroyed ummah on what pretext, and what Allah Ta'ala has given on the ummah on what pretext. So that is also necessary for it, of course, with the tafsir that is reliable. Because an unreliable tafsir can make us lose our iman. As far as the wafas are concerned, we know that such great honor is for them on the day of Qiyamah. The real honor will be on the day of Qiyamah. The honor will be when a person connected to the Quran has to leave this world, and in a cover the Quran comes to that particular person's ratio. But at the same time, if we turn from the Quran and Kareem, in one hadith, Nabi alayhi salam says, how many people are there that the Quran and Kareem is a curse upon them? Whatever the Quran al-Kareem has prohibited, if we read the Quran and we are guilty of those acts, then instead of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the curse of Allah ta'ala will fall upon us. That is why the Quran, we have to live the Quran. It is not only to read, but to bring the Quran al-Kareem into our lives. And if the Quran al-Kareem comes into our lives, then all our problems will be solved. And if a person has been given this great honor of the Quran, and the Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, In fact, nothing can bring a person closer to Allah than what has come out from himself. This is a sifat and quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ulama make a distinction between the other kitabs. They say it's kitabullah, but Quran is kalamullah. And it's a sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is stated, if a person became a hafiz of Quran, and then that person turns away from the Quran Kareem, in one riwayat, it is there in Tafsir al-Qurtubi, it has been quoted, there is a very, very severe reprimand for that person. In fact, on one hand, if a person is given the Quran, and on the day of Qiyamah, that young Hafiz will be given a great crown on the day of Qiyamah, in Jannah itself. And in fact, in one hadith, it has been related, that the Hafiz al-Quran that loves the Quran al-Kareem, he will be among the leaders in Jannah, a great honor in the company of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. But if you turn away from the Quran al-Kareem and not act upon the Quran al-Kareem, particularly Hafiz al-Quran, who has been chosen, whom Allah has given this great gift. Allama Qurtubi writes, there is one riwayat. And the riwayat is this, there is one plane in Jahannam. And that particular plane of Jahannam, the other parts of Jahannam also ask Allah Ta'ala to protect you 7 times every day. In that particular plane, there is one well. From that well, also, the other Jahannam, the plane of Jahannam, asks Allah protection from that well, the azab in that particular well, 7 times every day. And in that well, there is one snake. So the plane of Jahannam, that particular well, and snake that is there, the other parts of Jahannam, ask Allah for protection from that particular well, or from that particular snake in that particular well, 7 times daily. And this is a person who does regards the Quran Kareem. When we turn away from the Quran Kareem, so on the one great day where is the great honor, will be welcomed by the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam in Jannat. If we turn from this great ni'mat that we have, that is why there must be a distinction from a Quranic, from a person who's a hafiz in his life. His life must be, he must be distinct as far as his akhlaq is concerned, as far as his ways are concerned. The Quran Kareem should be emulated from his actions. How he speaks, what he speaks, and his akhlaq and character should be higher than everyone else. Does not mean that other people's character should not be good. Character, in fact, khuluqul Quran, we have to bring the Nabi alayhi salam's actions into our lives. Every one of us is mukallaf of us and is our duty. So Allah Ta'ala reward each and every one of our huffaz. Allah Ta'ala make ashiq al-Quran. Allah Ta'ala grant them the tawfiq of protecting the Quran al-Kareem. Allah Ta'ala grant him tawfiq of taking the message of the Quran al-Kareem. Allah grant him tawfiq of being tilawat of the Quran day and night. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith used to say that at least 3 paras daily a Hafiz al-Quran should read. And a great nafis, at least 1 para daily. And the love will grow. When you start reading the Quran al-Kareem, a person becomes so accustomed. Then our communities, we have women. If somebody comes and visit, and they sit a bit longer than what they said, then they say, now the time is gone, I could have read 5 paras in this particular time. And they finish 20, 25 paras daily. So when the Quran, when the nisbatul Quran al-Kareem is built, the day these ladies cannot complete that particular set amount, not under 20 paras a day, then the day goes very, very bad in every way. Now imagine, all of us can do it. We just take our extra time out and devote it to zikr, devote it to durood sharif, and make a tartib of Quran, that we don't go to work in the morning until we read 1 para, half a para, whatever we can do, continuously with love and muhabbat, as if we are speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and try and understand the signs of Allah ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala accept our children for the sake of protecting our deen. Allah ta'ala grants all tawfiq to make our children hafiz al-Quran too, but not hafiz only, hafiz ba'amal. Not a hafiz as it comes, when the other children look at him, they see no difference between him and ourselves. In fact, the hafiz al-Quran should be an example to other people. And the neighbor should say, that if this is the akhlaq of this particular hafiz, I also want to make my children hafiz al-Quran. His akhlaq should show as the Quran al-Kareem is concerned. And Allah can accept the ustad, the great effort the ustad has done, the parents have done, the family has done, the community as whole has done, the community of masjid, Allah Ta'ala accept each and everyone and reward everyone, the mothers that just get up in the morning, make an effort that a child comes to madrasa, see that what you call his breakfast is on time, so that it doesn't miss the salat, etc. Allah reward them too. So Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq, inshallah, to align ourselves with the Quran Kareem and to use us to serve the Quran Kareem. Challenges will come, but these challenges will go by if we stick to the Quran Kareem. As we know, when the time of Dajjal will come, and Surah Kahf, Allah Ta'ala has related the conditions that will come. It will be only the Quran and our iman that can save us. That is why the most important aspect we have is our iman. Allah preserve us iman, and of course is our aqidah and belief that every religion is abrogated. On one occasion, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and was mentioning certain things of Torah, which was like was in the Quran al-Kareem. Nabi alayhi salam became angry and his face changed. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was humulam of the zummat. And then Hazrat Siddiq Akbar immediately saw this was happening and he said, Radi to be like Rabbu. Then what Nabi alayhi salam said, O Umar, lokana Musa hayyan, leave alone the Torah that has been changed. If Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was alive, lama wasil al-tibai, then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also will have to follow my deen and follow my kitab. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come back, will follow the Quran al-Kareem. So in this day, be extremely careful of this call that is concerned, as far as the Abrahamic accord is concerned, where they have to make all religions par. Yes, there's a different thing, we can't force anything down, but it's our aqidah and belief that the Quran is final. The Quran al-Kareem is a solution for every human being, and everyone, Nabi al-Sam was sent as a messenger for the whole of mankind. And it is only the deen of Nabi al-Sam is acceptable in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala keep us firm on this, and Allah Ta'ala give us death on proper iman, serving the Quran and bringing the Quran in our lives. Allah Ta'ala accept this for fast too, their families too, the asatiza too, and all that were instrumental in our children completing this great task of completing this Hifz al-Quran.
Say Jazakum Allah Khairan to Hazrat Manna for those extremely valuable and precious advices. And just to share what the Hufaz Manna emphasizes, the Hafiz, the importance of keeping up contact and recitation of Quran Kareem daily. Students at Darul Ulum Zakaria would be well aware, Hazrat Manna, after teaching the Bukhari Sharif and Mishkat Sharif, immediately goes to the masjid and every day reads door to Hazrat Manna Farooq Patel Sahib, Hafizahullah. That has been an inspiration for us, inshallah, to keep continuous recitation of Quran Kareem. An effort is required, otherwise it leaves the heart very, very easily. Next, inshallah, we're very, very fortunate to have our respected, beloved Ustad, one of the most senior ulama in our country, internationally. Writings of Hazrat Mufti Sahib has gone far and wide. Hazrat Mufti Radaul Haq Sahib, Hafidhahullah, se muadabana guzarish hai ki apni qeemti nasihate ko se hame mustafiz hone ki ka mauqa ata kar le. Mufti Sahib will be giving short advices, inshallah. It will be in Urdu. A summary translation will take place at the end of it, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا محترم علماء کرام اور دوستو ساتھیوں مولانا شبیر صاحب کے انگلش بیان کے بعد بیان کی ضرورت نہیں لیکن مجھے حکم دیا گیا اس لیے مختصر بات عرض کرتا ہوں پہلی بات تو یہ ہے کہ یہ قرآن کریم ختم کرنے والوں کے لیے بہت ہی زیادہ خوشی کا مقام ہے ایک اچھے کام کو شروع کیا جائے اس کی خوشی کم ہوتی ہے اس کو مکمل کیا جائے اس کی خوشی بہت زیادہ ہوتی ہے قرآن کریم کا حفظ اگر کوئی شروع کرے تو ممکن ہے کہ بعد میں بیمار ہو جائے دل نہ لگ جائے کسی اور کام میں لگ جائے حفظ نہیں کر سکتا, اس لئے بہت سے عوارض ہو سکتے ہیں, لیکن مکمل ہونے کے بعد انتہائی زیادہ خوشی ہوتی ہے. کہتے ہیں کہ ایک آدمی, عام آدمی نے بادشاہ کی لڑکی کو پیغام دیا, نکاح کا پیغام. چند دن کے بعد اس سے کسی نے پوچھا کہ آپ نے بادشاہ کی لڑکی کو پیغام دیا تھا, اس کا کیا بنا؟ اس نے کہا آدھا کام ہو گیا, آدھا باقی ہے. آدھا کام ہو گیا, میں خوش, میں راضی ہوں, بس اس کا راضی ہونا باقی ہے. اس نے کہا یہی تو مشکل کام ہے کہ وہ راضی ہو جائے, بادشاہ کی لڑکی ہے. اسی طرح شروع کرنا بہت آسان ہے, مکمل کرنا بہت مشکل ہے, اس لیے یہ انتہائی خوشی کی بات ہے. دوسری بات یہ ہے کہ جن بچوں نے یا جن طلبہ نے قرآن کریم کے حفظ کو مکمل کیا, اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کے ہاں اور لوگوں کے ہاں ان کا بہت بڑا درجہ ہے. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم غزوہ احد کے موقع پر جو صحابہ کرام شہید ہوئے تھے تو ان کو اجتماعی قبر میں دفن کرتے تھے, اس لیے کہ بہت زیادہ تھے اور قبر کی کھدائی مشکل تھی. اجتماعی قبر میں رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرماتے تھے, دو دو تین تین کو ایک قبر میں دفن فرماتے تھے. فرماتے تھے کس کے پاس زیادہ قرآن کریم ہے, کس کو زیادہ یاد ہے, کس کو زیادہ علم ہے, جب بتلایا جاتا تو اس کو قبلے کی طرف کرتے تھے, دوسرے کو اس کے ساتھ رکھتے تھے, تیسرے کو اس کے ساتھ رکھتے تھے. تو اس لیے علماء کرام فرماتے ہیں کہ صاحب قرآن جو قرآن والا ہے وہ دنیا میں بھی اعلیٰ. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرماتے ہیں یا ام القوم اقرأهم لکتاب اللہ, جو کتاب اللہ زیادہ پڑھا ہوا ہو اس کو امام بنانا چاہیے. برزخ میں بھی آگے ہے, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا قبر میں اس کو آگے کرو جو زیادہ قرآن پڑھا ہوا ہے, اس کو قبلے کی طرف کر لو. اور آخرت میں بھی سب سے اونچا ہے. حدیث آپ نے بار بار سنی, کہا جایا اقرا ورتل وارتقی ورتل کما کنت ترتل فی الدنیا, پڑھتے جاؤ چڑھتے جاؤ, آپ کا درجہ بالکل آخر میں ہے. قرآن کریم کی کتنی آیتیں ہیں؟ قرآن کریم کی آیتیں 6000 سے کچھ اوپر ہیں, 6236 مشہور ہے. ان سب پر ہمارا ایمان ہے, اور قرآن کریم کا ہم سے پہلا مطالبہ یہ ہے کہ قرآن کریم پر ایمان رکھو. قرآن کریم پر ایمان رکھنا یہ ہے کہ 6000 کچھ اوپر آیتیں ہیں. تو جو لوگ کہتے ہیں